Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Rush Hour. Good afternoon, Greg Blewett.
G'day, Juz.
Good afternoon, Bernie Vince.
Hello, Juz.
Emma G, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Juz.
Everyone's up and about for a Wednesday, grand final week, but what a day it's been for Australian rules football, Bern and Greg.
Obviously, ugly day.
If these allegations are correct, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yep.
I don't know where to start, but we're going to catch up with Jay Clark very shortly, family. Don't miss.
Yep.
He'll be all over this Hawthorn racism review that came out at 6:30 this morning on the ABC by Russell Jackson. And it is I've read the report. It is horrendous if it's all, you know, what we've
That's one
reading.
Side of the story. Absolutely. We need both sides.
Yes, sir.
And then we'll be able to make a call on it. But, yeah, what I'm reading is not good.
Oh. I think it's important to remember, though, Jars, is this report has not been released yet. So we're assuming that this reporter has seen the report, and then he's interviewed some of the players and their partners.
Three players.
Yeah, so.
Three players, former players. AFL CEO Gil McLachlan early announced the independent investigation by the AFL. Here he is.
These are serious allegations. It's important that we treat them appropriately whilst also ensuring the formal process provides support to those impacted and also natural justice to those people who are accused. This is a process that is appropriate, that is held independent of the normal AFL Integrity Department response. As such, we are appointing an external independent panel that will be made up of four people led by an eminent King's Counsel. The independent panel that we will finalise over the next 24 hours will be appropriately skills-based and have the right mix of diversity and an approach that prioritises cultural safety for all those who have shared their experiences.
Yes. They're going to do it a full investigation, and so they should, because
get to the bottom of it.
Yep.
Absolutely. Now, earlier today, Hawthorn CEO Justin Reeves, here he is on regarding the review.
Now, I can honestly say, Lauren, that prior to the report being received, that absolutely zero of this ever been relayed to me. This process was initiated by the club, and it was to speak purely to our First Nations past players and staff. We had no idea of what was to come out of those conversations, so you know, we didn't speak to anyone outside of that group. The consultants didn't speak to anyone outside of that group. It wasn't an investigation as such. It was more of a, for us, as I said, to check in on people's welfare, well-being, post their time at the clubs. We are profoundly disappointed that some of our former players and their families feel like this about their experiences at the club. The club will continue to offer support to those who have participated in this process, and their well-being remains our priority.
There you go.
Blindsided a few. Even Chris Fagan has said he was blindsided.
He's
got no recollection of those meetings.
Yep.
So, there needs to be two sides of the story to come out, and we don't need to hear it all. Well, they just work it out between themselves, or just do the full investigation, because I think all parties deserve that.
Yep. Absolutely. Now, Greg, some cricket news over the overnight. Interesting. Yeah. The Aussies.
Good win by Australia over India in the first of three T20. So, remembering this is the lead up to the T20 World Cup in Australia that'll happen next month.
Right.
Please tell me Aaron Finch made runs.
Please tell me Aaron Finch.
So, well,
what?
India made
runs.
India batted first, made 6 for 208.
Jeez.
And Australia got them with 4 deliveries remaining. So it's a great run chase. It really is. So Aaron Finch, your man.
Yeah.
22 off 13.
Okay.
That's not too bad.
Cameron Green opened the batting.
The Green
so
ball.
David Warner's not in India at the moment.
Yeah.
So Cameron Green opened the batting. Yeah. 61 off 30.
Yeah. What a start.
Steve Smith, 35 off 24. But the guy who really got them home, Matty Wade, 45, who got out off 21. So he got them home.
Well,
your man.
Yeah, my
man.
Anyway.
How they try this. So David Warner's not there.
Yep.
So Cameron Green opens, makes 60 off 30.
Yeah.
Do they go, well, maybe he can open for us? Or is it, Warner's back in. He'll drop the 6.
Drop Finch.
You know what I mean?
And Warner and Green can open for Australia.
They're not going to drop Finch. I've said that.
Bat him at number 6.
It depends.
They might.
What happens in the lead up to he's not a Monty.
Olo.
He's been selected in the squad.
Finch.
If he doesn't make any runs leading up to the World Cup, his spot's in jeopardy.
But he's a captain.
He's in the squad. He's in the squad.
I like this.
Warner's a starter.
You've changed all of a sudden.
You said he's going to play.
If he's an absolute shocker, then he probably
won't. He has had a shocker.
But I reckon they'll keep picking him. I do believe they will.
So you're saying you'll keep picking him.
That's what I believe they'll do. But
hey, we're going to catch up with Tommy Rockcliffe. Our boy Tommy's in the building. Jay Clark very shortly. We'll have some footy news.
And Jay Clark, this is important because Jay Clark is all over the Hawthorne stuff. Yeah. So correct. He's going to give us an update.
And I've got a big announcement after 5 o'clock.
Ooh.
Regarding?
I can't say too much. I've just got to sign off on it, but I could be emotional.
What are you going to sign? Ooh. Off.
Is it a good announcement?
You've got to clear it with someone, do you? Yeah.
Are you finishing up?
Well, after 5 o'clock, I'll announce something big. I think is big.
The Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jazz presents AFL Newsbreaker. What up, JC? Jay Clark.
He joins us on this Wednesday. Now, Jay, welcome to the show. Now, the football world is in absolute shock regarding the Hawthorn racism review. Yep. That's alleged that the former coach has separated the First Nation players from their families and demanded a pregnancy termination. This is disgusting, disgusting review that's come out. And what can you tell us so far?
Oh, it's hard to read. It's sickening, to be honest. Jars, and hello, guys. I mean, we know that the Essendon drugs crisis was a big story. I don't think it's under estimating this to say this could be on a par to see where this goes. The allegations in the report, which was released this morning, are absolutely horrific, and the AFL are seriously concerned by them. So there have been big developments on this in the past hour, and that is that Brisbane Lions coach Chris Fagan has taken a leave of absence while the AFL investigates this matter fully. So AFL CEO Gil McLachlan has confirmed that a four-person panel, including a King's Counsel, will formally probe these allegations. That, as you sort of said, the Hawthorn players were mistreated, separated from their families, lives were destroyed, and a pregnancy terminated. So the detail of that is absolutely horrific. So Chris Fagan says that he welcomes the chance to speak to the AFL as part of its investigation. He said that he didn't play any part in the Hawthorn review, which has led to some of this. So he really wants to get his truth out there clearly. But we are waiting currently for Alistair Clarkson's position on this. So he was the senior coach in charge at the time of Hawthorn. And in this report, there were three people named as being sort of largely responsible. That's Alistair Clarkson, Chris Fagan, and Jason Burt, the player and welfare development manager. So we wait for North Melbourne's position on Alistair Clarkson, and I suspect the Kangaroos will confirm that Alistair Clarkson will not start as in his new role as coach of North Melbourne until this investigation is complete. Now, I think it goes without saying here, team, that if these allegations are proven and they stand up, then the people responsible, I think, will, you know, they could find it hard to work in football again. That's how seriously all this is being
treated.
Jay,
could they be banned for life? Could Alistair Clarkson and Chris Fagan and Jason Burt be banned for life from the AFL?
I see it but being really difficult for them to continue in any sort of position of authority in football. Again, we say these are allegations.
Yes, correct.
These are unproven.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if they are proven and if the facts are – and if these details are corroborated, then, you know, there's got to be serious, serious consequence and ramification. So it is being treated with the utmost seriousness. And, look, this is a really, really big story. And we like to think that the game has progressed and it is doing better to try and treat Indigenous and First Nations people with the absolute utmost respect they deserve, because that hasn't necessarily always been the pace the case. And when you think that this refers to a time period of the past 20 years, this is not 40 or 50, 60 years ago. This is sort of 2006 onwards.
Yeah.
So this is a really recent time, shows you how much the country and football has still got to go.
How long can we expect this investigation to go on for, Jay? Because the severity of the situation, I'm thinking it's not going to be – Alistair Clarkson's not going to be able to coach for – who knows? This could go for months. And, you know, he's just been appointed – big appointment at North Melbourne Footy Club. Like, where does it leave that?
I think your gut feeling that is right, Bernie. I mean, in the story, there was a talk about sort of 20 Indigenous and First Nations players and their families being interviewed. So, you know, that's going to take a lot of time to get to these people. And these people, like, allegedly have suffered shocking trauma. Right, shocking trauma. So you got to that's not just a casual fireside chat, if you know what I mean. There needs to be absolute appropriate support and counsel and welfare check. I mean, as part of this AB story, there's talk of suicide attempts and depression and mental health and ongoing trauma. So it needs to be treated with the absolute absolute most sensitivity and support.
Yeah,
will it take months? You'd think so. Yeah. I don't think it's going to be wrapped up in 3 weeks' time. So Alistair Clarkson's due to start on November 1.
Well,
I mean, it's looking unlikely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jay-Z, the way I look at this is that, I mean, I don't know Jason Burt, but I know Alistair Clarkson and Chris Fagan, who are just rock solid men. So I can't, there's got to be two sides to this story. I mean, these allegations are pretty horrific, as you said, but I'm really looking forward to hearing Chris Fagan and Alistair Clarkson's point of view.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, and that was Chris Fagan's point today. In his statement, or in that Brisbane Lions statement, it said that he's looking forward to contributing to that. So you're right, they're, everyone needs to be able to have their say. Gil McLaughlin was adamant about that. It is going to be a full process. And you're right, Alistair Clarkson and Chris Fagan, Jason Burt, will absolutely be given that chance. It is shocking to read because we're talking about giants of the game here, Alistair Clarkson. Mm. You know, has huge respect. He was just lauded as being the perfect man to take over North Melbourne, but that won't happen until this issue is fully resolved.
Jeez, big story breaking there, Jay. You're all over it as usual. Hey, need to ask you a few grand final questions. Holmes from Geelong pulled up a little bit sore. Ball reports he's training pretty well. Sam Reed as well. What's the latest there?
For Max Holmes, this is looking really encouraging. So at the start of the week, it looked like he needed a miracle. I believe he did some solid run-throughs today and got through unscathed at last check. Jeez. Of course, I'll see how he recovers. Tomorrow, I believe there is another significant fitness test, and I reckon they'll name him. Check to see how he pulls up on Friday. Again, there'll be another assessment Saturday morning before the big game. And I guess as things stand, it looks like Max Holmes could play, which is a remarkable story. And Sam Reed at Sydney with that groin strain, they need to test his power. So as you know, Burn, that the big key forwards, can they move quickly off the mark? Do they have that power? Nick Riewoldt said this morning, the 2009 grand final, he had a bit of a groin strain, got that jabbed. He didn't have that power. So that'll be the test for Sam Reed. But again, he's been so important for them. So Sydney want to give him every chance.
And the players that'll come in, you think, if both players don't come up?
Well, for Geelong, they've got options, the depth with Parfitt, O'Connor and Menegola. Maybe because Menegola's played a lot of that wing role before, you think that he could be the most likely option. And then is it the Armitage party, Joel Armitage, the key forward who's on standby for Sam Reed? McLean's another one. So they've both got depth. I mean, it is really intriguing. Holmes has been so important for the Cats with that run. He's got high top-end speed. He's got big endurance. Around that ageing midfield, he's been the perfect complement on the outside. So he's a really important player for the Cats.
Great job, Jay. Have a great grand final, and we'll speak again.
Good on you, team.
Triple M's Jay Clark here on the Rush Hour.
And if you or anyone you know has been affected by anything that's being discussed here or need support, please contact Lifeline on 13 11 14.
Now, as you know, we were at the Balaclava Cup last Wednesday, and just the conversation around horses come up, and we were talking about the horse Jarman. Now, we all remember Jarman. We listened to it live a couple of times, and well, it didn't really go too well.
Well, you've been critical of Jarman, the horse.
Well,
how would you describe how it's gone?
Ordinary.
What did you want to say then?
You want me to say it?
Shizen?
That's why I didn't say it. Shizen.
Mate, where are you going with this?
Well, you know what? If you don't remember, these are some of the highlights of the last three times Jarman the horse has run, and we had high expectations of this.
Okay.
To be an end time caller, Sneaky Fox fought hard and ran third, Beanie fourth. Alluring loomed up weak and then a break to Jarman. Miramoon didn't finish it off. Ramiro and last in is Kalag. Oh.
So we.
That's it.
Third last.
It's an equestrian horse. That's it. I'll make the call. Send it to the sunny sand. So it is burn. Done.
Jarman, I don't think you'll be getting any Hall of Fame nominations anytime soon.
But sort of shows a glimpse every now and then, but he's just teasing you, stringing us along.
I think he's having a mid-career crisis, to be honest. I don't think he appreciated the travel. For him, he's thinking it's a bit far for him. He had to stand there for a while. It was raining quite heavy. He was a bit dull beforehand, and I get on him and kick him in the guts, and I don't think he appreciated it.
Has he turned up to training each time, or has he didn't really want to be there?
He's running at about a 50% strike rate at the moment. You know, if I name him after someone great, he might just be great. But has it been just like that?
Well, he definitely would have called him after Darren.
Shut up.
You've got the wrong one.
Shut up.
Now, that's slandering the Jarman name.
No, well, that was Victoria Corver, who was the jockey. Yeah, so she'd ridden him and done a lot of track work with him, got to know him really well. Right. And just let us know some of his bad habits. Yeah. And it was quite funny.
You thought it was funny,
well,
did you?
It was not funny, but it was strange how close the horse was to the human in Jarman.
Yeah, correct.
It just picked and choose when it wanted to train. Sometimes I'd ask it to do a bit more and he just didn't want to do it. Mm. What else? It loves its food.
Yeah,
really enjoys a break, spell.
Yeah, okay. Just decided the race was too long, so I just didn't want to finish
too long,
off.
Was it too long?
You
it was too long.
You didn't want to run back.
Yeah, didn't want
to footy field.
And one race didn't want to get out. Well, did miss the kick.
Geez,
by about
you're being
eight
harsh on the horse. Well, Jarman on the horse.
We're having a bit of fun because I've got an announcement to make, Jazz.
Oh no,
tonight. Belmont, race 8.
I thought you were going to say something.
Number 5.
Jarman!
Yay!
We're on!
Jarman will run, and the race is at 7 o'clock our SA time, but it's over in Perth, Belmont. I've just noticed a couple of things about the horse, Jarman. So it's coming back from another spell.
Another spell?
It's a permanent spell.
I reckon it's lost weight, Bern.
No, you gain weight.
Oh, dear. Oh.
Go for a spell, but no, you train it up again.
Okay.
But it's paying $31 to win.
Oh, nice.
$5.50 for the place. It's sort of just drifting. Every time I check, it's drifted out a little bit more.
And our jockey, Victoria?
No.
Oh.
That's the big news.
So it's Victoria's fault, isn't it?
Victoria Corver will not ride Jarman for the first time, I think, since I can remember.
Who's riding Jarman?
Lucy Warwick will get on board Jarman, which very good jockey as well.
Is
so we'll see if she can get the best out of Jarman today from barrier 11. So
that's
a tough
good. Way. That's good,
well,
isn't
it's
it?
Pretty
distance?
Wide.
Distance of
pretty
the race?
Pretty wide. So the distance is 1,200.
That's good for us.
Well, it doesn't like any. His distance is about sort of 500 to 600, but there's no races short.
No.
Unless we turn him
what
into
are we
a,
weighing in?
Unless we turn him into a greyhound.
What are we
which
weighing in?
We can't do. 58 kilos.
Good. So we've shredded.
That's not the weight of the horse.
Oh, okay.
That's the weight it's carrying. So the top weight's 59.5. So it's the fifth heaviest horse.
All right,
horse.
Burn, I'm on.
So I just scroll down and just give a bit of a horse report.
What's happened?
And, horse report. I'll go through another horse report. Gritty on pace victory here at the latest. 2 kilo claimer engaged. Loves this track distance. He will be prominent from the decent draw right in this. So that's another horse.
So we're riding this race tonight.
No, that's not Jarman.
No.
That's an example of... A horse report.
Yeah. What are they saying?
This is Jarman's horse report, and don't blink because you'll miss
chance.
This.
Just no chance.
Back from a letter, tough alley, rank outsider.
That's it. Don't waste too much time.
60 seconds on the clock. $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 minute.
Are you all right, Greg?
Yeah, I'm good. What's the problem?
What are you doing?
You seem a bit stressed.
What am I doing?
Jeez, you look stressed. You're going away this weekend.
I look stressed.
He copies everything I say, so whatever.
Chris from Mobley
Hollywood. You look good, Greg.
Good afternoon, Chris.
How are you?
Oh, we're a bit funny in the studio today. I don't know what's happened. It might be the weather.
It's turning.
It's the Friday vibes for the public holiday tomorrow.
What is it, G?
Friday vibes.
Is it Friday?
It feels like it because we've got a day off tomorrow.
And G's yelling at us too, Christopher.
Yeah, she's telling us off.
They called me Stingo. I'm very offended.
I don't even know what Stingo means. Stingo's like
cheap.
When you get
it means cheap.
You're not cheap.
I'm very generous.
Chris.
Who's your AFL team, Christopher?
What at only Port Adelaide.
What were your thoughts on Tom Rockliffe as a player at Port Adelaide? Because I liked him.
Yeah,
but
I loved him.
Don't.
Inside mid.
Couldn't kick more than 20 metres.
At least he played
the game. They shouldn't have got him.
He heard that.
Outside the studio.
He's here,
Chris.
I love it, Chris.
The daggers.
I love the honesty.
Yes.
Right, 10 like questions, that. 60 seconds, say pass. We'll
Price,
come back.
Please,
we'll take your first answer, and if you get the first three incorrect, we are done, young Christopher, all right?
Yep.
All right, mate. All the best, mate. Let's play.
Great. Starting the clock.
Who did Australia defeat in a 2020 international this morning?
India.
What time of the day is the NRL Grand Final held? Day, twilight, or night?
Twilight.
Who won the 2022 AFL Coaches Association Coach of the Year Award?
Oh, fucking the new bloke.
Clean.
Come on, Chris.
Just had to dump Chris there because he's not keeping
really
it clean.
I like Chris as well.
It's a family show, Chris.
I really like Chris's interpretation of Tom Rockliffe as a player.
All right, we've got another person for the quiz here. Matt from Somerton Park
Matt.
Is up. All right.
G'day, Matty.
Restart.
How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. All right, question number four, please.
No, let's
start.
What
are we doing?
From the top. You get a start.
He didn't hear. He was on hold.
Oh, okay. All right, let's go.
I've been told.
10 questions, 60, pass. First question, answer, go. Play.
Are you ready, Matt?
Play.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's go.
Who did Australia defeat in a 2020 international this morning?
India.
What time of day is the NRL Grand Final held? Day, twilight, or night?
Twilight.
Who won the 2022 AFL Coaches Association Coach of the Year Award?
Pass.
How many times have Geelong and Sydney played each other in a Grand Final?
Twice.
Which Australian sporting competition currently holds an annual magic round?
Horse racing.
Who was the last team to beat Geelong in a grand final?
Pass.
In tennis, how many players have won more men's Grand Slam titles than Roger Federer?
One.
In which sport would competitors use a piece of equipment known as foil? We've had this.
Fencing.
Which past player will present the Premiership Cup if Sydney wins the Grand Final on Saturday?
Paul Kelly.
Across his AFL career, how many countries has Tom Rockliffe played for Premiership points in?
Who?
Who won the 2022 AFL Coaches Association Coach of the Year Award? No, I've got that.
Yeah, he
did start
get
it in.
He got it in.
He got it in.
All right.
Greg. Jars.
Matt, what's your answer? I didn't even hear the question, Bluey.
22 Coaches Association
Coach of the Year. Who was Coach of the Year?
Collingwood.
I'm going to say Simon Goodwin.
Bad luck, mate.
Yeah.
Giving him the bad luck. Wait, was his answer for...
I didn't know what number 10 was.
Number 10, across his AFL career, how many countries has Tom Rockliffe played for?
You said two.
Premiership points in. Right. I thought he said who?
Yeah, no, I thought he said that as well. All right, let's check the scoreboard, G. This is getting very messy.
One, two, three, correct.
Just the three.
Sheesh.
But Matt, thanks so much for having a go. We're going to give you an Austral Meats Grand Final Barbecue Meat Pack for quality meat and quality prices. Shop direct and save the Austral Meat Market there on Main North Road at Jepps Cross and open 7 days.
Thank you.
Good on you, Matt, for jumping in there.
Subvest.
Yeah. Young Christopher from Mulberry Heights just got a little bit excited. Mm. Right, let's go through the scoreboard. Number two, please, Byrne.
It's a night grand final in the NRL.
Number three, Greg.
Coach of the Year, Craig McRae.
Outstanding. Four, please, Byrne.
Geelong and Sydney have never played each other ever in a grand final.
Five, Gregory.
The magic round, NRL.
Thank you very much. Six, please, Byrne.
Last team to beat Geelong in a grand final was Richmond. 2020, was it?
Yeah, Richmond. Number seven, please, Greg.
More men's grand slams than Roger Federer. How good was Roger Federer? Yeah, Djokovic and Nadal have got more.
There you go. And number 10, please, Byrne.
Well, I think he said who.
I thought he said
Tom
who.
Rockliffe. Mm. So Tom Rockliffe is... someone that's joining us next, but three countries.
Where?
Australia, New Zealand,
yes, sir.
And China.
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 China. China.
Tom
back
Rockley.
On Friday, G.
Yeah, back at 4:30. We'll play the Rush Hour $1,000 Minute again.
I want to rock!
He was a star at Brisbane and Port Adelaide.
Tom's aware that his form's not been at the level he needs to be in the position he played.
Now... He dominates the airwaves.
0455 04 Tim Van Rijtjedoven.
On Triple M, it's our boss, Matt O'Reilly's mate. Tom Rockliffe. LMAC Cleaning Services. Get clean behind the scenes. Specialists in all industrial and commercial cleaning.
You know my favourite thing about Joey? We need to change that. It's a bit unfair, but I do laugh every time.
But you don't want to change.
My favourite thing about when he calls the text line out, when he butchers the number, is Tom, I go again.
Welcome, mate.
Thanks for having me.
What a day in Australian rules football.
Yeah,
what's
massive.
Your take on it?
I think it's bigger than any story we've seen in the past. So if the
ever.
I think so. I think if the allegations that have been made, if they are found to be true, then it has to be. And the thing that I don't understand, if I was in that situation where I've been accused of that, why don't they come out and talk about it? They can say that it's an investigation. It's not a criminal investigation. It's not in front of the courts. The AFL are doing that. I would want to clear my name straight away. Mm. And you can say that you can investigate it, but I'd be calling a press conference straight away.
Chris Fagan?
Hasn't Fagan, Clarkson? No, they've put out press statements and stood down.
And said,
but I would just get on the front foot and say, look, it didn't happen. So there's
are they allowed to do that, though?
Maybe the AFL have instructed them to.
Why not, though? The AFL is not a law.
Yeah, the AFL are throwing them under the bus, basically. Yeah, they're guilty until proven innocent.
That's exactly right. They've had no chance to say that their piece or whatnot. The AFL is not a law. They think they are.
They
think they have been for a long period of time, but it's not a court case. So I'd be getting out there. My dealings with Chris Fagan were how family orientated he was. So very surprising to hear that this morning. I think this is another wake-up call for the Players Association. I don't want to bash the Players Association, but the players that have gone through this, we see the Players Association always reactive to these scenarios. So they need to fix it so that they're on the front foot, that if anything happens to a player in the future, they know about it before anyone else and they can get on the front foot. We've seen it with the supplement saga. We've seen it with the Crows camp. We've seen it with Sam Fisher recently. Now we've seen it with this. They need to do some work behind the scenes so that players trust them. And if something like this happens in the future, they're the first ones told. They can get on the front foot and move forward.
But aren't they there for that?
That's their job.
So they're not, in your eyes, are they not trusted by players? Because players aren't going to them. Players are holding things in and then waiting for a safe time, which a safe time should be straight away, but a safe time until they've finished or, something else has prompted them. Why aren't the AFLPA, in what I think they're there for, are to support the players. They're a players association. It's in their title. So why not?
Yeah, I think there's probably a lack of trust. And also the footy code that we've all been part of is that you don't leave the four walls and whatnot. But they need to change that mould right now, the Players Association.
It's leaving the four walls.
Yeah, they need to be the first point of call for a player. If something happens to a player that they think's unfair in the workplace, they need to be, that's their job. At the end of the day, that's their job. They can say that their job's to get them 28% of the revenue share, whatnot. Their job is to protect the players. So they need this is a really good wake-up call for them. And they'll be on the front foot now and come out really strongly and whatnot. But it shouldn't get to this point. Hopefully, there's a fair bit to play out.
And now Clarko won't start his job until further notice.
Yeah, well, I don't think they can. And if the allegations turn out to be true, I don't think anyone that's named in that article can ever work in the AFL again.
Absolutely.
Rocky, what's your gut instinct on this? Like, you've probably got to be a little bit careful with what you say, but I can't believe that someone, a coach or someone with that title, would say to a player, terminate that pregnancy. I cannot fathom that would happen.
I can't picture it happening in any workplace anywhere.
No.
And by the sounds of it, and reading the articles today, and they are articles and they are allegations, so we have to be a little bit careful. But if I was in that meeting, or if you're in that meeting, say it sounds like there was at least four or five people in these meetings, surely someone has walked out of that meeting, and if that has been said, gone up to the person that said it and gone, hey, you reckon you went a bit far there?
Didn't feel right.
Maybe we need to call another meeting.
They must have been putting the options on the table, and that's like, I feel like that's one of the options.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they can't have said, that's what you have to do.
The whole lot, like the changing of SIM cards to change phone numbers, cutting off from family, that's...
And moving houses.
Yeah, crazy allegations.
Suburbs.
So, there's a fair bit to play out there, but I reckon it's the biggest story in AFL history.
It's bigger than the Essendon drug saga.
Bigger than Adelaide camp. Bigger than the Adelaide camp. It's bigger.
Just before we let you go, good stuff too, mate. Who's going to win?
I think Sydney, Cameron, first goal, Parker, Norm, Smith.
Done.
But
like it.
Ferg's.
What's happened with Ferg?
He's decided to stay in India for another week.
Why?
And hang on, this is all
monetary.
How much time's he got off?
So 5 weeks. But this week, we're a man down. Travis Head's got to go to training. Dizzy's called a training session grand final.
I'm here to
ask the king, will he come back on Saturday morning with me and Tomo?
The king?
The king? There's only one king of Dead Set Legends.
I'm in Melbourne.
There is only one king of Dead Set Legends. Are you busy Saturday morning, Andrew Jarman?
I'm flat out.
And he's not the king. He's not. Look at him.
Oh, no.
He's passed out on the wall.
Nice to have you back for the final hour of the Rush Hour on this Wednesday. It was a little bit of rain earlier this morning.
It drizzled all morning.
Drizzled.
Yeah, it was ordinary.
When's the sun coming back? Can someone give me a date when the sun's going to come back?
The sun's always there.
And the nice warm weather.
Cloud in front of it.
Because I've got to start to chisel up this body. I've got to start to derobe and get down on my beach.
Why do you need to derobe?
Because it's good for your body.
Yeah,
your vitamin D, you need a little bit of sun. Bit of sun on the plums doesn't hurt either.
If I walk down Henley Beach, likely to see you in dick bathers.
Yeah, in a thong.
A thong?
Yes.
What colour were you running with?
Red.
See, I'm really concerned about this. Right. And the residents in Henley Beach.
The residents are fine with everything that's going on down there.
Are they?
We're very tired.
They just think that's that weird bloke next door.
Now, moving on.
Let's just straighten up. Sorry, G. Obviously, we've heard the big story today coming out of the AFL is the Hawthorn racism review. Here is AFL CEO Gil McLachlan announcing an independent investigation.
These are serious allegations. It's important that we treat them appropriately whilst also ensuring the formal process provides support to those impacted and also natural justice to those people who are accused. This is a process that is appropriate, that is held independent of the normal AFL Integrity Department response. As such, we are appointing an external independent panel that will be made up of four people led by an eminent King's Counsel. The independent panel that we will finalise over the next 24 hours will be appropriately skills-based and have the right mix of diversity and an approach that prioritises cultural safety for all those who have shared their experiences.
Jeez, big. And a North Melbourne statement just came out only about 20 minutes ago, half an hour ago. The North Melbourne Football Club is aware of serious historical allegations made against individuals who worked at the Hawthorn Football Club, including incoming North Melbourne coach Alistair Clarkson. Yep. The matters, it goes on a little bit, but I'll go to the important bits. Alistair welcomes the opportunity to cooperate with any investigation relating to the claims, and Alistair was due to commence work with North Melbourne on November 1.
Yep.
However, he will delay the start of his tenure to allow time to fully participate in the investigation. Big news, considering North Melbourne were hunting him hard and could possibly lose him.
Yeah, and Chris Fagan's also stepped aside until further notice, and he's devastated from the reports we're getting.
Mm.
Hawthorn CEO Justin Reeves, earlier today, he spoke about the review.
Now, I can honestly say, Lauren, that prior to the report being received, that absolutely zero of this ever been relayed to me. This process was initiated by the club, and it was to speak purely to our First Nations past players and staff. We had no idea of what was to come out of those conversations, so we didn't speak to anyone outside of that group. The consultants didn't speak to anyone outside of that group. It wasn't an investigation as such. It was more of a, for us, as I said, to check in on people's welfare, well-being, post their time at the clubs. We are profoundly disappointed that some of our former players and their families feel like this about their experiences at the club. The club will continue to offer support to those who have participated in this process, and their well-being remains our priority.
Righto, do you think those names will come out? Because if they've accused and they've named the coaches,
yep.
So they are out there, then do you think that the players' the three names will have to be
individuals?
You've got to protect the victim, though.
I don't think they will, Greg.
True. So you've got to protect them. If it's found to be untrue, I'm happy with that. Yep. 100%. But and you've got to protect the victim in all circumstances like this.
Up next, I've got a big announcement.
What is this announcement? Because you've got a bit of a zing to your step.
Thank you, Ben. So I want to share something with you next.
Oh, you said now you seem flat. You've gone the other way. What's happened?
Keeping us on our toes.
Good or bad?
It's Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie Blue and Jazz.
When are you leaving? What date? Who's replacing you?
He's coming to the grand final.
Oh, he's in.
Sorry enough.
Is this what you want? Air raid siren. Okay, well, that's never good news.
Now, what is this?
Can I share something with you? Now, I've been sharing my life with the beautiful people of Adelaide for a long time.
Yeah.
And I want to share something that's occurred at the last 24 hours in my household. My eldest daughter, Charlie Mae Jarman, had given birth to a little baby boy.
Oh, hey,
Papa Jars.
Oh, yeah. He's a grandpa.
Look at him dancing.
Papa Jars.
I knew he was.
William Andrew Miles.
Oh, it's got Andrew in it as well. Middle name. Oh, that's beautiful.
I was a bloody emotional wreck
yesterday. Jars, that is beautiful. Thank you, Jules. And named after you with a middle name.
I was
wow.
so proud. So well, should be. We are delighted. So our family, he's a beautiful little man. He poked his tongue out today.
Yeah. Did so he? He's got a bit of your DNA.
A little bit of, well,
he's already a smart ass.
No.
He's like, is he flicking the bird yet?
No.
He's only one day old.
Oh, what a, you know, it changes your life.
No, it does.
When you have your own children, that changes your life. But then when you have your grandchildren, well, I reckon that's another level.
Because because everyone says that having a grandchild is a lot different than having your own.
Yeah, they do.
And I know it's very early days, but do you feel that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why? How?
I don't know.
My dad said that as well. Yeah,
something changed in Marion and I straight away when Charlie sent the news because we didn't know she was in labour. We had no idea until yesterday. And Marion, I heard Marion scream in the kitchen. And I've gone, and I was in the other room. I've gone, what's happened? What's happened? And then I've come flying in, and there was a photo of little William Andrew Miles rugged up in a little blanket.
Is the first name named after William Wallace?
I'll start crying.
Here we go. It's William Wallace Andrew.
Can't wait.
So you met the little fella yesterday?
Yeah, we met.
How long after he was born?
Oh, 2 hours.
Oh, really? Wow.
Maz jumped in the car and took off. I had to follow Maz. And then
we're
got
in a
there.
Convoy.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
See, that's how much Maz loves Jazz. Couldn't even drive with him. No. You drive your own car behind
out of here.
I can't put up with you.
Oh.
How long did you
so
hold
excited.
Him for?
And what about, I held him for a while.
What about and only,
but I whispered in his ear.
Only parents, and I'll ask you what that message was in a minute, just only parents know this. About a newborn, like the little noises and grunts and moans.
Yeah,
like,
he did. Yeah, had a little cry and he was moving around.
Just that little, how good.
He's just a beautiful
and
little
man. And so my second part of the question is, what did you whisper into his ear? What were your words of advice, Jars, to young William Wallace Andrew Miles?
Welcome to Papa Bear's world.
Oh, wow.
And what world is that? One where you can't talk, and you forget the
date. A world of love, Bern.
Forget what day it is. Plenty of love, though.
A world of love.
Congratulations.
So
excited. Jars.
So I'm proud of all my family and my daughter and Sammy. They're tracking beautifully. So I'm going to go and see my grandson when we finish up.
Yeah. So how many hours have you spent at home compared to holding William since he was born yesterday?
Well, I've been with William a lot longer than I've been at home. But anyway, I've told Charlie 9 a.m. every day I need a photo.
What?
Just
what,
send me a photo.
For how long?
I beg your pardon?
For how long is
Until
this?
Until he's 18.
Oh, so you've got a contract. You've written out a contract day one. Pity Blighty didn't give you that contract.
Oh, it's the Rush Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
All right, buddy, what do you got for a Wednesday?
Well, September 21 today.
Yeah.
Bit of an ordinary day outside, let's be honest.
Yes, it is.
A few birthdays to get out of the way. 1957, Kevin 07.
Oh,
Kevin
Rudd.
Which would be Kevin who?
Was that Kevin Rudd?
Yes.
Worst Prime Minister Australia ever had.
Jazz.
He was.
He's terrible. He's up there.
No, he's terrible.
He was the 26th Prime Minister of Australia.
Mm.
If that, obviously, he's the worst. So.
Honestly, Jar's a big fan.
Nah, not at all.
Jar, so why do you like him so much?
No, I don't.
Well, I don't.
He nearly ruined our country.
Yeah, he did a good job.
All right, moving on, next birthday.
1989. Jason Derulo.
Gee, the school teacher's coming out on a Wednesday.
Jason Derulo. This is his songs.
It is not. This is how he says Jason Derulo in all of his songs.
Jason Derulo. He's singing about himself.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, third person, Jason.
Yeah. He's, yeah.
That's like if in every Rush Hour show you guys were like, it's Jar.
So every
it's
song.
It's Burn, it's Bluey.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but every song he sings, he puts his own name in it like that.
Yes, he does.
It's just part of the fun facts.
It's his birthday.
Oh, I didn't know.
Today.
Who?
Jason Derulo.
How many times do you want me to bloody say it?
Are you serious? You've got papa-itis. Now you're a papa. Moving on from
Andrew
that.
German.
It's like Bluey after four beers starts going, well, yeah, Bluey used to do this and Bluey used to do that.
Speaking about yourself in the third person.
How's dinner going,
Catherine, well, you don't text your wife.
What are you getting? She just wrote back
apparently.
Egg. She's got an omelette.
She can't wait to get home for that.
What's for dinner? Egg. But rotten egg?
And she goes, no, seriously, egg.
You got to stop playing.
That's unlucky. Hey, 1937 on this day. J.R.R. Tolkien. Have you heard of him?
No.
Yes. Yes, you have. You know.
He wrote a book, Jazz, called The Hobbit.
Of course.
And it was released on this day in 1937. And there's a movie, isn't there, Jim?
Yeah, they made a movie of it. This is the theme song from The Hobbit. But he also wrote Lord of the Rings.
Of course.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. You've never heard of him.
When J.K. Rowling's took over.
No. That's a different J. J.K. Rowling's wrote Harry Potter.
Oh, that's right.
And J.R. Tolkien wrote Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit.
Because it starts with J. He's like, oh, yeah, J.K. Rowling's took over his name.
Oh, she's got a bit of coin.
Because no one else can have J in their name.
All right, Boone, we're going to wrap it up. Let's go.
No, we don't. Because I can take as long as I want.
Okay, Boone.
And I'll keep you here.
We're here till 6 o'clock.
Yes, so we've got plenty of time.
Okay.
Hey, on this day in 2002, this is close to your heart, Jazz.
Yes, Boone.
Pink had our first ever number one.
Love it.
Single on the UK charts, and it's called Just Like a Pill. You like this one?
Oh, I love Pink.
She's great in concert.
She's got great energy.
We haven't heard from Pink lately either, G.
What, we want to get her on?
No.
Interviewer?
Has she released any new songs?
Yeah, no, she has. We just don't intend to play them on
Triple M. She's busy being a good
mother. But she does, yeah.
She's a wonderful person.
Mm. Hey, on this day, 2004, rock band Green Day released their 7th album. Oh, not a fan, Jars.
Oh, there you go.
It was called American Idiot.
Now this we play on Triple M.
We play this
is
a lot. And we've got a few idiots in this building.
Yeah. Now, on this day, 2016, we've all donated to charity.
Yes, sir.
Mm. Probably not you, Joe.
I have. No.
Mark Zuckerberg, and his wife, Priscilla. I was trying to work out what that said, but it said Knackerbags. Oh, Mark Knackerbags and his wife, Priscilla, donated $3 billion. Oh,
well, you'd hope so, because you know who he is?
Yeah, Facebook man.
Yeah.
Jazz, this one's close to you as well.
Oh, I've got
to
wrap it up.
This day, 2017.
Yes, Burn.
They found you, Jazz. A jellyfish was discovered and became the first known animal that sleeps and doesn't have a brain. The first one ever on this day, 2017.
Jazz.
But it doesn't say.
I'll actually put you to sleep in a minute.
Baths does.
See you tomorrow. Have a brain, I mean, I'll see you Friday.
There's the brain bit.
The jellyfish.